Defaulting party.
Defaulting party.
Forfeit.
Forfeit.
Legal cost.
Legal cost.
Preliminary sale and purchase agreement.
Preliminary sale and purchase agreement.
Stamp duty.
Stamp duty.
Scene. ABC Company, Robinson Road Branch. A. Agent, Mr. Chen. B. Clients, Mr. and Mrs. Roberts. L. Landlord, Mr. Day. Hello, Mr. Day. This is Mr. and Mrs. Roberts.
Mr. and Mrs. Roberts, how do you do?
Fine, thank you. Nice to meet you, Mr. Day.
Nice to meet you, too.
I have already filled up a set of 3 copies of the provisional tenancy agreement for both parties, the landlord and the tenant. First, may I see your identity cards? Mr. and Mrs. Roberts and Mr. Tay, let me explain the terms of this tenancy agreement. Both of the parties must follow the terms of this agreement after signing these copies. This agreement is made on the first day of December, 1996, re flat A, 18F Robinson Garden. The monthly rental fee is 42,000 Hong Kong dollars. The landlord is responsible for the government rates and the tenant takes care of management fee. The security deposit is 2 months rent, which is $84,000. The term is for 2 years. Mr. Roberts, would you please pay the deposit now?
Here is a check of $20,000 for the deposit.
The stamp duty and the legal costs will be shared equally between both of you.
I understand.
If Mr. Roberts cannot make the payment before the due date, Mr. Tay will forfeit the deposit. On the contrary, if Mr. Tay cannot complete the agreement, then Mr. Tay is responsible to pay to Mr. Roberts double the deposit money. Both the tenant and the landlord agreed to pay to ABC Properties Company half of the monthly rental fee as a service charge. If by any chance either of each party fails to complete this agreement, then the defaulting party is bound to pay ABC Properties Company 1 month rental fee as a service fee. Is that clear?
Yes.
The landlord agrees to provide all the furniture and appliances for the house. He also promises to let the tenant have painted walls instead of wallpaper. Please check the details. If there is nothing to change, please sign at the bottom. Thank you very much. Scene. After a long conversation between the agent and the landlord, both the landlord and the purchaser agree that the transaction price is $4.3 million. Now they're gathering the agency office to sign the preliminary sale and purchase agreement. A. Agent, Mr. Wong. B. Landlord, Mr. Johnson. C. Buyer, Mr. Chen. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Chen, I have already prepared a preliminary sale and purchase agreement. Please check the terms of the agreement. Also, may I see your identity cards, please? James makes the copies and returns the identity cards to them. Mr. Johnson, do you have a lawyer to handle the legal work for you?
Yes, ABC Law Firm.
How about you, Mr. Chen?
XYZ Law Firm. I will contact our lawyer.
Good. I'll tell you briefly about the terms of the agreement. The property's address is at flat C, 15F Tong House. The price is $4.3 million. 14 days after signing this preliminary sale and purchase agreement, Mr. Chen must pay 30% of the transaction price to your lawyer. Then, within 30 days, Mr. Chen must pay the remaining balance to Mr. Johnson. Any problems?
No problem.
Here are the copies for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.